Okay, it is time to hoop it up. We're going to get after it and continue with our college basketball coverage right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. And in our next segment, we're going to head out to the Pac-12 Conference. We're going to feature a program that is on the rise. They're having sustained success. The perception has absolutely changed for the Colorado Buffaloes men's basketball team. And that's because last year, you look at the numbers, they finished 21-12. They were actually 12-3 at home and 10-8 in the Pac-12 Conference. And they returned four starters this year. So obviously, big expectations, and a lot of folks are sitting up there paying attention to head coach Tad Boyle's Colorado Buffaloes, especially after that huge win at home at the Coors Event Center where they stunned the Kansas Jayhawks. It's the first time on our show. What a pleasure to welcome in Colorado's head men's basketball coach, Tad Boyle. Hello, coach. Happy holidays to you.
Yeah, happy holidays to you as well. It's great to be with you.
Well, it may be the month of December, but it has already been a very exciting season for the Buffs. You guys are ranked 21st nationally. You've won 9 straight games, and you're coming off perhaps your best win of the season over the 6th-ranked Kansas Jayhawks. That really was a historic win for your program.
It was, and if you saw the way our fans reacted after the game,
yes.
It was obviously it meant a lot to them. We had lost the last 19 times we played Kansas, and excuse me. Of course, that goes back to, you know, our days in the Big 12 when we played them, you know, twice every year.
Yeah.
And sometimes in the conference tournament 3 years. So there were some demons that were exercised that day, and the Colorado Buff fans really enjoyed that victory, as our players did and coaches did as well.
Yeah, the coaches did as well. You personally, because Tad, that was obviously a big win for your program, but you played at KU back in the 80s, so personally, this had to mean a great deal.
I did, yeah. And actually, you know, it's ironic. I played against Bill Self for 4 years. He was the point guard at Oklahoma State.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
in the years that I was at Kansas. So he and I used to guard each other and know each other well from those days. But, you know, I have such great respect and admiration for the Kansas program and what it means to college basketball. And, you know, their record speaks for itself. And so to get a win against a program like that, especially in the fashion that we did with the Skia making a 30-footer and the students mobbing the floor was a special day for Colorado basketball.
You know, I don't want to get off topic too much, but since you did have the opportunity to play against Wiggins, what's you know, there's been so much hype and buzz about him. We really went into depth about him last weekend on our program. What was your perception of him?
Well, he's a heck of a talent, heck of a player. I do feel a little bit for the young man, because I think so many high expectations have been placed upon him. It's almost humanly impossible to live up to all those. But, you know, in the second half against us, he had 18 points. And when he's out in transition, he gets a head of steam behind him. He's virtually unstoppable. And he went through us 1-on-5 one time. And so unbelievably talented. He's much better on in person, I can tell you, than watching him on film. We found out that firsthand. But he's a terrific talent. He's as good as he wants to be. But he is young. He's still learning the game, and as many of the Kansas players are. And quite frankly, the Colorado team. We have 8 of our top 10 players in our rotation are freshmen or sophomores. So there's a lot of youth in college basketball, and I think people have to understand that as they watch these games in November and December.
It is an exciting time. Hey, we are talking Pac-12 basketball. We're visiting and going one-on-one with Tad Boyle. He is Colorado's head men's basketball coach. And, you know, I was sharing in the open just dramatically how much this program has changed. How have you and your staff, how are you guys handling those expectations and keeping that singular focus?
Well, you know, you got to be who you are, and you got to do what you do, and you can't forget what has allowed you to have success up to this point, and we're interested in taking this to the next level. You know, we want to be a consistent member of the top 25. We want to be consistently in the NCAA tournament. We want to advance in the NCAA tournament once we get there. So, continuing to get better every day, sticking to your core values and your philosophies as coaches. When it comes to recruiting, when it comes to developing the players and the talent that you have in your program, and getting your players to understand the importance of the fact that now Colorado basketball is not a team or a program that when we go into an arena that people are just looking past. They're expecting good things from us, and we're going to get people's best shot, much like Kansas and those kind of programs do on a nightly basis.
So get us familiarized with Colorado's brand, their style of basketball. You just hit on, and we're sharing, what are those cores, those values? What is your philosophy, Coach?
Well, basketball-wise, you know, philosophically, we talk about playing hard, playing smart, and playing together. And those are things that we judge ourselves by every day in practice, every game that we play. We want to be a terrific rebounding team, one of the top three in the Pac-12. We want to be a top defensive team. Field goal percentage defense is a number that we look very strongly at. We want to be in the top three in our league in that. So defense and rebounding is what our program is predicated on basketball-wise. We play a very fast style on offense. We play, you know, Boulder, Colorado is about 5,200 feet above sea level.
Oh, I know
so
that well.
we have a great home court advantage that's built in, you know, with the altitude. And so for us to walk it up and play slow would give that away. So we want to play fast. We want a high possession game. And that's why, you know, our team is fun to watch.
Who has influenced you the most with your coaching style? You played for what, Larry Brown?
I played 2 years for Ted Owens at Kansas and 2 years for Larry Brown. Okay. And obviously Coach Brown is a Hall of Famer. I've been fortunate in my life to be coached by and coach with terrific coaches, going back to my high school coach, Larry Hicks, Ted Owens, I mentioned, Larry Brown. I coach with Mark Turgeon, who's one of my best friends in the business and a guy who I've got great respect for. I've been very fortunate. But Larry Brown, you know, if I had to pick one, is a guy that probably has really helped me the most in terms of formulating the way this game is supposed to be played and coached.
I want to talk some more about your team here in just a minute, but I thought Sports Illustrated had a wonderful article about you and your program. Can you kind of share for all of our listeners tonight just the journey that you've had in coaching? Back in the day, back in the 90s, you were a stockbroker. I mean, what a sudden change in your life to go into coaching.
Yeah, back in the day, you know, I got my business degree from Kansas, and I always wanted to be in the securities business, and I actually did it for 9 years. I coached high school basketball on the side. And I was in my late 20s, early 30s, and I had a very near-death experience, you know, in a car accident where I was very fortunate to survive. And when you go through an experience like that, it kind of you take inventory of your life and what's important. And I just decided to follow my dream. I had an opportunity to be an assistant coach at the University of Oregon for Jerry Green. Mark Turgeon was on that staff and kind of helped me get my foot in the door, and I had an opportunity to do something I love to do and a passion that I've had, and here it is 19 years later, and I'm back in Boulder, Colorado, where I started, and I'm very, very fortunate.
Well, take us through that first season, because as I understand, you only won 4 games. I mean, how overwhelming is that as a coach? I mean, you spend any time around a program, and I just know the amount of hours and just the film and just the recruiting, everything that goes into that. People don't understand that as far as, I mean, how difficult was that for you as a coach?
Well, it was very difficult. It was difficult for our players.
Yeah.
You know, that was that first year of coaching as a head coach was at University of Northern Colorado in Greeley. And we were 4-24. Our RPI was 327 that year. There were 327 Division I Division I programs. So we were the worst Division I program in the country based on the RPI. It's something that our players took inventory of, our coaches, the whole program. I had the little pieces of paper with 327 out of 327. I taped it on my desk. I taped it in my mirror at home. I gave it to every one of our players and coaches. I wanted us to look at that every day, you know, after that season to motivate ourselves that, hey, we're not going to stay here. And 4 years later, we won 25 games at the University of Northern Colorado, and I was fortunate enough to get the job here at the University of Colorado, 45 minutes away, and it's been a great 3.5 years since.
It is game time. We are talking Pac-12 basketball and visiting with Colorado head men's basketball coach Tad Boyle. We're going to step aside as we're up against the clock, and we'll be right back with much more this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close.